Good morning, good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you once again from the Metropolitan Tabernacle, 501 Opelousas Avenue here in New Orleans, Louisiana. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer, riding forth on old Dan this morning, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. I wish you folks would stay tuned now. Don't run off and leave me. Stay with the old Trailblazer this morning. We're going to bring you a study on God's Word on this subject, the preacher. We've been looking there for several days now about the preacher. We're looking at the preacher and his characteristics, his character. We're looking at his calling, his qualifications, his message, his library, his education. And we're looking at the true preaching today. True preaching. Isn't that a gracious subject? Ever preacher. We shouldn't have to worry about whether he's preaching the truth. We ought to know exactly that he's preaching the truth, but you can't. That's not true. Every man is not preaching the truth. So we're looking at that this morning. We've seen two extremes there in preaching the gospel. Two extremes that every true preacher of the gospel must know and avoid. Yes, must be able to avoid. That is legality on one hand, which preaching always produces self-righteousness instead of getting the sinner to Christ and his righteousness. The other extreme will produce licentiousness. That is, corrupt the gospel, leave the sinner feeling that he has a right to sin. No conviction, no Holy Spirit conviction, no repentance. The true preacher will hew right down the line, the middle of the road, to preach the gospel. Yes, that gospel will break a sinner, bring him to Christ for salvation. Now, my friend, the object of the gospel is to bring sinners to Christ. That's the purpose of the gospel. It's good news. This requires a workman, a pastor, a preacher, not a lazy man. No, how much laziness. I've seen folks who call themselves pastors and preachers. They're so fat and lazy they can't hardly get up off the couch. I've seen them. I have. I'm not being critical. I've seen them. They brag about their stomach being a graveyard for chickens and all those kind of things, make fun of being such a... But listen, my friend, God's man is not lazy. No, God's true pastor is not lazy. He's not dragging around. He's up on his feet, spry, if he's able to get up and get going. That's right. This requires a preacher to be a student, not one who uses his Bible just to find a text. No, he uses the Bible that he may show himself approved to be a man of God or a workman, rightly dividing the word of truth, according to 2 Timothy 2:15. A true preacher will go right down the middle of the road and will be one who will not seek the applause or the approval of men that he might get his salary. Now, my friend, I've told you many times on the old Trailblazer broadcast, I don't seek the approval of folks who hear me. No, my salvation doesn't rise nor fall in the sight of man. No, I don't seek to please men. I seek to please the Lord. I seek to go down the line, hewing down the line, cutting away all the briars and the brambles and the bushes. I remember and read after our old-time Bible preachers and teachers of many years ago, those who were many times unlearned as far as the educational world is concerned, but they knew the gospel, they knew the Lord. And what did they preach? They preached repentance under remission of sin. They preached that Christ must be made real to the human heart by the Holy Spirit's work. They preached the gospel. They never went off after a tangent. No, they never had any ball games to entertain their young people or their old people. They never had bingo on a certain night of the week to raise money for the church. The Lord never intended that to happen, my friend. They never had car washes on the parking lot of the building on Saturday mornings where the girls could strip off to nearly nothing and the boys about the same thing and play around and fool around. No, and take people's money for a halfway wash job because it was for the church. No. No, my friend, no. And we don't have bake sales where we sell cakes and pies to raise money. No, the Lord supplies the money for every true God-called preacher. We don't have fairs and all of those things to have a sideshow and a circus and all those things to raise money for God's church. No, sir. No, sir, we don't do that. God's man is in charge. He's in authority, and he preaches the gospel. And the Lord always gives God's man someone to preach to. Now, my pastor friend, if you're worried about your congregation, if you're worried about not having somebody to preach to, you just make sure that you know the Lord, and the Lord will give you somebody to preach to. That's right. Let me tell you something else. You don't learn this type of preaching, the old-time, old-fashioned preaching, from some schoolroom or some kind of self-help development, like I get mail every day in the mail here wanting me to send our young people to some place to be a self-help and develop and all of those things. Well, my friend, the Lord develops preachers. You learn this type of preaching only in the school of Christ, only in the school of Holy Spirit conviction. Only the Holy Spirit can teach a man through the Word the true type of preaching. The true preacher must be first taught, must be taught himself, taught experimentally, effectually, taught in his soul by the Holy Spirit to love what God loves, to hate what God hates. That's right. That's what we do here at the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. Someone told me the other day that nobody would listen to my preaching. I said, no, they probably won't. I don't blame them because I preach the truth. And the truth is that man is a sinner by nature, and if you won't have it, you love sin rather than you love darkness rather than light. And men don't want the gospel. I found that out, my friend. That's only one here and one there. You know who loves the gospel? God's child loves it. And one who's been awakened to see that he's a lost sinner. Oh, my friend, how far have we drifted? How far has the ministry drifted off into the sea of Never Never Land, my friend, away from the gospel? They pick up anything they can that's religious. They tell little funny stories. Then listen, what happened? Nobody gets saved. Oh, you might have professions of faith, but you won't have anybody saved. Only the Holy Spirit can give the preacher wisdom from above to express the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to the Scripture. Then, my friend, he must learn at the feet of Christ before he can show others a way of life. Brother, let me ask you something. Let me tell you something. You don't learn to preach out of a book. There's no theological seminary that can teach you how to preach God's Word. You don't learn to preach from the schoolroom. You learn to preach by going to school under Holy Spirit conviction, there learning at the feet of Christ. No preacher can preach nothing, anything, except what he knows. And if he's gone to the school of Holy Spirit conviction, been broken at the feet of the Lord as a poor old lost condemned sinner, been made to see that God hates sin and that God will not condone sin, if that preacher's gone to school at the feet of Christ and learned that he has no righteousness, no natural goodness, no natural goodness at all, then no merit. He has no merit. If he's learned that the righteousness of Christ has been imputed to him, it's the only righteousness that God will accept, and that he's not saved by his deeds. I spoke to someone a day or two ago, and they said, well, I got to straighten up my life and come to God. Well, no, you don't come to God by straightening up your life. You come to Christ as a poor old sinner, begging for mercy, my friend. Oh, listen. Once that sinner preacher, is saved, come to know the Lord, then he can preach, tell others how to get to Christ. That's right. How can you tell someone to go across this town if you don't know how to go yourself? How can you give direction if you don't know how to give them yourself? I've had folks stop here in the city of New Orleans on the street and ask me, say, fella, tell me how to get to so-and-so. I said, no, sir, I can't tell you because I don't know myself. Now, what would I do if I didn't know the Lord? How could I tell you to come to know the Lord? How could I give evidence of saving faith if I don't have any myself? No, listen. He knows what he is preaching experimentally. Experimentally. That's right. Someone said the other day, well, I know that the old trailblazer knows what he's talking about because it's real to him. And that's true, my friend. I get letters from all over the country saying, Pastor Trailblazer, preach on. Go ahead. Go on. Preach the truth. We don't hear your kind of preaching. We don't hear that kind of preaching. We hear a little soft soap, namby-pamby preaching. Or is that your feeling, my friend, that the old trailblazer is being true to your soul? If so, would you help me with the broadcast? Yes, let me just slip that in there. Would you help me with the broadcast? If you want to send out the message around the world, go ahead. Listen, they tell me, brother, go ahead. But where did I learn under the Holy Spirit? It became real to my own heart. Oh, my friend, listen. I know that. I know that. Let me continue now with our subject here. True preaching. That's what we're speaking of today on the Old Trailblazer broadcast. I just want to stop and tell you folks that I love you folks out there in radio land, in my radio audience, you folks here in the city of New Orleans, there in Cincinnati, Little Rock, Arkansas, Dallas, Texas, wherever you hear me, wherever you hear the Old Trailblazer broadcast, I love you. Up there in North and South Carolina, I love you folks. I wish you'd sit down and write me. Tell me you're praying for me. I'm just an old country boy. The Lord saved one day and put me here as a pastor of this gracious work here, where the gospel is going out around the world. Yes, it's going out around the world. Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr. was the founder of this work. We still use his messages on many of our radio broadcasts. They're still alive. He's dead and gone on to be with the Lord. But those messages are live. If you'd like to have some of them, you write me. I'll send you a catalog of all the tape messages, all the booklets. The booklets are free, postpaid. We have several hundred title lists, and we have folks sit down and write us. Say, would you send me a copy of every message the pastor has on booklet form? We'd be glad to do that for you. We always say, well, how much does it cost? Well, we don't charge for them. If you want to help us with the printing, we're always happy for you to do that. Printing paper costs money. The ink costs money. The postage costs money. But we'd be glad. It's a missionary work. We send them all over this world. And we do. We have our Bible fund here where folks help us. We send good Bibles to the prisoners in our prisons here in the United States. The chaplains write me week after week, day after day, say, Pastor, could you help me with some Bibles? Could you help me with some Spanish and English Bible? Could you help me with a commentary here and there for the library? Could you help me with this? Could you help me with some of the pastor's booklet? And we do. We do that. Are you interested in helping the lost, my friend? We have people who put out the messages in truck stops all over this country. We have folks who put them out in their grocery store. We have folks who put racks out on the corner of the street where the authorities will allow it. They put out the booklet. They go out day by day. And this is preaching the gospel. That's what we're doing here. True preaching. True preaching. That's what we're doing here. We don't preach error. No, sir. The Lord took the error out. But we're refuting error. We're stomping out error everywhere we can. We know we don't have a chance to put down error. Oh, how many pastors have I read after who fought error all their lives? They put out error. They preached the gospel, but when error popped his head up, they took an axe handle to it, knocked that old snake's head off. And that's what we have so much of today. We have women preachers. That's error. We have homosexual preachers and pastors. That's error, my friend. We have unsaved preachers. That's error. We have those who are going off after this charismatic stuff. That's error. We have those who worship a tradition of their church as a traditional thing. That's error. All of those things. And then I hear folks on the radio with a bullhorn going after the abortion. All of those things are in their place. They're all right. But that's not what God's man is called to do. I'm not called to go out against abortion. Certainly, I know it's wrong. I can't imagine anybody putting a child to death in its little old infancy there. But my friend, the Lord knows all about that, and it's well in its place. But the Lord called me to preach the gospel. Did you know more folks are dying and going into eternity lost than there are babies being murdered? Those babies are going to be with the Lord. But if you're already at the age of accountability and grown man, you're going out into hell. That's right. You're going out into eternity. Those little old children will be there. The Lord has a place for them. The Lord knows all about those things. And, oh, what a tragedy it is for some young woman to allow that to happen. Some grandmother and granddad has to know that their granddaughter allowed someone to kill their baby as it was being born. Isn't that awful? Would you pray for the old trailblazer? My heart's broken this morning because of sin. Sin in folks whom I love. They will dabble in sin. Dabble out there in sin, not concerned about their soul. Many of you doing that thing. Oh, and not caring about your soul. This is the Old Trailblazer. Would you write me? My address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis saying goodbye and God bless you.